1640.
So what's the new normal in America, ladies and gentlemen? I think it's that we're always going to find ourselves in the red. When do we get back to the black? That's been my question all along. $14.3 trillion and counting as a result of all this bickering in Washington, D.C. So here we go as we continue down this path on the show. Happy as always to be here, and in this first hour, or this hour anyway, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, not just reaction, where are we going, what does it look like is going to happen in the near future as a result of these deals that were cut in the House and the Senate, but also a couple of other things, including a woman who apparently found time when she was working at Dunkin' Donuts to be a prostitute on her lunch hour. What? I thought that was one of those hoax stories. You know, there's so many of them that go around. People send you to websites and whatnot. It wasn't a hoax. It's a true story. I'm just saying, boy, she's got to be pretty quick and must have things arranged, and for not anybody to understand that that was going on seems rather odd to me. The story is definitely a strange one, and we'll get to that. Also, something happened at Busch Stadium where, thank goodness, nobody was hurt. We're going to talk about what happened when some plates fell from the top of the stadium onto the sidewalk. You know, it's like when you walk in New York City, and I'm comparing a stadium in St. Louis to New York, so that's a big stretch, but there's something about when you're walking in New York City and you think of the buildings and idiots throwing something down off out of the windows or something happening, and that does happen. You don't read about it that much, but occasionally it does. You know, the old thing about it, what if somebody dropped a penny off the Empire State Building? So here we have a piece of a stadium falling off, and what are the chances that somebody could have been underneath it? This is also a big one when it comes to the cha-ching factor, and trust me, we have another version of We Can Count. The loss is because of the FAA shutdown since the government cleared house for 5 weeks to go on vacation. Might hit about $1 billion because they didn't reach a deal to end the partial shutdown of the FAA. That is pretty costly, I would say. Can we really afford to bleed any more money? I don't care how much it is. The answer is no. Of course we can't, because then we have to make it up. It's more that we would have to make up. So at the top, let's turn to the common denominator for all of us, besides what's happening in Washington and how it trickles down and affects all of us. Besides that, the other thing is weather. Whether or not you're surviving some of these awful temperatures in Texas and Oklahoma in the Southwest, it's been pretty brutal, 100 plus. In Texas alone, the heat wave that we're experiencing over 33 days of 100 plus, that's when you see people, you drive down the streets and they don't call it white trash anymore. You have one of those slides, those plastic slides, just so you can cool off. You do. What do they used to call them? There's those little wet and wild slides where you just put the hose on it. Of course, because of the drought conditions, you're not allowed to have water just continuously running. You're not supposed to. You have to water lawns and whatnot before 10 in the morning and then do it again after 7 o'clock. Here's what the Icemen say about, boy, it's pretty hot here.
We market towards the restaurants. We're renting a lot of trucks right now, and we've doubled up on staff to meet the demand.
Because ice is at a premium, and it's funny because I was at an Outback Steakhouse. They didn't have any ice. So there you go. They needed the Iceman to deliver it. I'm curious about what the temperatures are where you live. In the 90s, perhaps, in the Northeast. I know a lot of people are hooked into us in Connecticut. And from what I understand, 90 degrees, 92, that kind of thing. So a little bit cooler in that part of the country. How do you fare? What do? Do you stay in the air conditioning? 800-259-5791. So we're throwing everything at you right from the get-go here. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
Me and Matt, we're just talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Were your ears burning?
Of course, they're always burning.
I told Matt I have the WWE Women's Champions poster right in front of me. It's autographed. The Divas. The Bella Twins.
Ooh, you really are a huge sports fan.
Yes, and it's 80 degrees in Oregon today. It was so hot.
Ooh, 80 degrees. A lot different than 100, though, or 110.
Well, we have the dry humidity here,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice
and
there.
I was talking to Matt about getting me a color name for my birthday. Did he tell you?
He did, and he probably was very confused about that because he doesn't know anything about Pal Talk, where, of course, you are on the front of, for people listening, you can actually see me through the miracle of Pal Talk on the website if you go to americatonight.net, and that's what Jeff is referring to.
Well, actually, I went through the Pal Talk news site.
There you go. And that's what any of you can do, by the way. If you want to hook into it, you can certainly do that just simply by going to, as I mentioned, our website, americatonight.net. Jeff, we're almost up against it. You stay cool, my friend, in Oregon. So he says 80 degrees there. We got 110. I wonder if there's some people in between. In the mountain areas, I would think you'd be at least in the 80s for people in Colorado. And some of you also in, like, outside of Los Angeles, there's a mountain, Monmouth. I would assume that it would be nicer temperatures, there as well. It wasn't very good today on Wall Street, and it had nothing to do with whether people were hot under the collar over the debt ceiling being lifted or the possibility of negative ratings from Moody's and S&P and whatnot. Simply, it's one of those tricky deals. I say it all the time. It's like playing craps at the last minute with this getting out of a default on the debt. There was plenty of tension in New York. So the Dow just plummeted. And this is for the eighth straight day, 266 points. Whew. 266 points. I read a quote from somebody in the journal where they said the U.S. economy is close to stall speed because it's weak, and it's pretty apparent that consumption and investment decisions are right there on the forefront. So that's a pretty long streak with that negative sentiment going on. They call them blue chip stocks. They've ended in the red for the past 8 sessions, shedding close to 1,000 points. That's the longest losing streak since the financial crisis hit 3 years ago. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends. Plus, we're going to check your letters. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Take some calls. You're invited to the party to throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Shelly in Michigan. Hey, Shelly.
Hey. Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing much better because the second storm this evening has moved through. Oh, my goodness. Oh my gosh, I need to give you a history of the storms here and the heat we've had. We've had a dew point of 75 to 90% and at least 90 to 100 degrees, depending on...
Wow.
Yeah, the hottest I ever got was like 100, but even if it's 89 to 90 with a dew point of 75 to 90%, oh, you're just like, oh my goodness. And, last Friday morning, right about 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to a bunch of crashing and all kinds of scary stuff. And literally in an hour, last Friday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, whatever, it was 4.5 inches of rain that came down in an hour.
Wow, 4.5 inches. Oh, no wonder why it was scary and crashing sounding.
And tonight, because the thing is the lake has gotten so warm so early, and I swear, she must be extremely angry. I think she has stock right now, and she's really, really angry because she is having a fit. And when they say the Lake Michigan rolls over, she does. And you pay for it, whether it's summer or winter, you pay for it. And it's all precipitation. And pees on people in one way or the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Wow, that's rough weather. I didn't realize that.
Well, I was actually caught at 8:30 this evening at the grocery store. And my cart... It was raining like sheets and sideways, and I and the wind was so horrible, and I was like, I just got to get in my car and drive away. I did not put my cart in the car corral because it was so bad. And as I'm pulling away, this cart has a straight line wind, and it's going at my car, and so T-boned my car. It's probably doing 25 miles an hour in the parking lot, and I had to goose it. There was nobody in front of me, and I kept going in the parking lot, and I watched it stop. It was weird. It was like the wind stopped. It stopped before it crossed the street, and then it was spit across the street because it had a free clear way to go, and, I mean, it was flying like crazy.
No kidding. That sounds harrowing. Wow, that is some weather. That is some weather, lady, that you guys are experiencing. How wow. How what a wow factor that is.
And when I went home, there were branches down all the way home.
Oh, so that was bad.
Yeah.
Yep, well, you make sure that you take cover then if that's still going on.
I have a basement. And I'm glad I have drains in my basement so I won't be flooded out.
Yeah, good for you, Shelly. Hey, thanks for checking in and giving us that little report there on the weather. But how about that? You talk about drought conditions in Texas. You go from that to Michigan, and you just heard what Shelly had to say, where it sounded so loud she couldn't believe the sound of that storm. Tomas, also in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, so I dig global warming and hot, you know, humidity. I'm all down with that, especially in Michigan. Especially like around December and November and January. I'm hoping for global warming. But maybe it's just I'm not thinking right because, you know, yesterday I was only $14 trillion in debt. Today I'm $21 trillion in debt. So,
I know, that number's crazy.
Yes, they increased the national debt by 50% in one vote. And, you know, the Tea Party started out because they've, you know, it was a reaction to both Republicans and Democrats being little cowards and giving all that money to the banks, even though everybody, 90%, said, don't do it. And again, now the American people see both Republicans and Democrats giving, you know, our money away.
Yep.
For political purposes, because they say, don't worry, if we control the White House and the Senate, then we can control everything and things will go our way. But, you know, we've seen. And just in the last 10 years, we've seen the Republicans control everything, and we've seen the Democrats control everything, okay? And they're not listening. So I expect there to be more pressure for a third party, and hopefully some of the leadership out there in talk radio will stop saying, you know, if we do that, it always comes out this way. You know, it all. Your political enemy always wins. Tough luck. We are losing. America's losing. You know, $7 trillion they just added to the budget. And a lot of people out there not aware of it at all.
You know? I agree. They don't understand what's happened. And absolutely, that's the whole idea behind the Tea Party. As you said, trying to change those midterm elections. Really, the gist of it was the deficit, the gist of the conversation. There were other things involved, but how it was started was over the deficit.
I tell you who made some political points was Romney. Romney came out against it, and he's going to be able to use that in the upcoming race. He's going to be able to say, you know what, all these other guys up here on the podium were for increasing our national debt by $7 trillion, I was against it. And so yeah, I think that's going to be a good bullet for him.
Yeah,
well,
I agree with you.
That's all I got because I can't talk too much because now I'm $7 trillion more in debt. So I have to go get a part-time right now.
All right, thanks, Tomas. He makes a good point. He's right. That's what's happened because the debt ceiling was lifted. So, therefore, that was increased. And then you look at what we're paying. I mentioned that earlier, how much money per dollar, 40 cents for every dollar. Woo, that is not good. And it is true. Mitt Romney made it very, very clear that he opposes the compromise to raise the debt ceiling. So he's the second guy to say that he didn't agree with it. And Romney squarely, because he's going to swing at Obama, said that the president's leadership failure pushed the economy at the brink of the 11th hour and 59th mile, and then proceeded to talk about it and talk about the president's lack of leadership that's put the Republican Party in place in Congress and whatnot. So here's the bottom line. We would not want to run our own personal lives the way the government is. Can you imagine if every time you got in trouble, you had an IOU and the debt kept on clicking? Well, that's what's happening here to the point of Tomas in calling this show. He's absolutely 100% right. And for some reason, and I'm not really quite sure, those numbers don't latch on to anything. It's lucky for the politicians who are dancing around it because they get funding again. But it doesn't, I mean, the road just stops cold. Just stops cold. So the Senate did what they were supposed to do to make this deal become a reality. I don't think that's a surprise. But any kind of compromise in Washington, I think, still seems to be very, very rare. And how bad will this be for our economy? I'm going to agree with Tomas. I think it's going to be really bad down the line. Really, really bad. And we're going to pay the price for that. Do you want a little bit of pain now, or do you want to have that pain in buckets? Because since January of 2008, 8.7 million jobs have been lost, while only of that amount, 1.8 were recovered. That's not numbers I'd like to see. The number of unemployed people in June, 6.3 million or 44.4% of the employed, or of the unemployed rather. Whew. So there are basically five workers for every job opening. I've heard that from people who are looking for jobs. They go in for the simplest of jobs and find that 100 people have applied for the very same thing. All right, stay with us. You want to add your 2 cents. How hot are you? Or how much you want to strangle, theoretically, of course, your representatives for their vote on the debt ceiling. 800-259-5791.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The GZN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.ZeroDebt100.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Reasons why I don't want to talk about the debt ceiling any longer here on America Tonight. So we're going to change gears, and I'm going to throw this out. Certainly you can still weigh in on it, but I wanted people to weigh in on something that I read a story about today, and I experienced myself in a ballpark visit recently. You know, the wave. You know when things, something becomes popular, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. I know this is a stretch for the analogy, but it's like the person at the party, the guy that's funny, but then he's obnoxious funny because he keeps saying the same jokes or he keeps beating up the same people with the sarcasm. So it's like, eh, he was funny for a few minutes, but I'm over it. I think I'm over the wave. You know, it's that rhythm that a packed stadium has. When you've got groups of spectators, then each section that briefly stand and they raise their arms, you know what the wave is, and they have to rise at the same time, and it goes all the way around the stadium. And the standing spectators, it travels through the crowd, so they you know, the people don't move from their seats. In large arenas, it's this continuous circuit all the way around the field. So the wave travels, it goes rounds and around and around and around, and you can see sort of that reflection back, if that makes any sense, if you look across the field. And the wave was done at places like the 76 Montreal Olympics. That shows you how old it was. And then in Canada, the NHL did it in the late 70s. There were some audience folks that did it, and it was a whole thing about catch the wave and catch a wave and all that sort of thing. But 76 to now, sometimes I think you just have to get rid of things. You have to put them in a closet and put them away for a while. They say that the original wave was started at Pacific Lutheran University early 1960s. A cheerleader named Bill Pearson would sprint along the basketball court during the game and would encourage the people to get up and cheer as he passed around, and that created that earlier version of the audience wave. So there is a movement afoot at a couple of different ballparks to get rid of it. They're sick of people doing the wave. One of the places is at the Ranger Stadium in Texas. So they've got the public address guy saying not to do the wave, having anti-wave warnings on a video screen. They've got signs up that show no wave party. And obviously they're trying to get people to move away from doing the wave. But I think the more that's pointed out, the more the crowd decides that they're going to poke back and they're going to do it. They're going to keep on doing the wave anyway, just to protest it. And it is annoying, though, I have to say, not to be a spoiler, but it's passe. We're done. It's time to move on with something else. Matt, you're a fan of the great game of baseball, and you've been to other arenas. Have you seen the wave? Is the wave still around in Minnesota?
It definitely is, but I refuse to participate in it. I can honestly say it has been well over 5 years. I'm willing to bet it's been about 10 years since I've done the actual wave before, because I hate it. I think this is amazing that people are trying to ban it, because I can't stand it. I think I'm not like saying like, ooh, it's distracting from the game or anything, but it's just really annoying. You're not like getting up and cheering a play or getting the crowd going or anything for what's going on the field. It's just, it's stupid in my mind. So I am 100% backing this.
All right, so Matt says anti-wave. In fact, I think he should take the protest to Minneapolis. He should do it when he goes to the next Twins game. When you go out there, he needs to start it, get those signs going, forget the wave. It's old school. No more old school. Not for this, and not in this case. I bet a lot of people would rather see it go away. So I vote for that. It's two votes. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think of the wave? Is it annoying or what?
I refuse to do it, too. I never did do it.
You never did do it, even, in the beginning.
No. And the beach balls and all that crap. You know, I go there to watch a ball game. I don't go there to entertain myself.
All right.
I want to be entertained, you know, watching a ball game. And what I said, you got to watch out for the foul balls anyway. You know, you can't be looking around and gawking, you know, because you get beaten upside the head real fast. It's just annoying. It annoys me, and I don't want to do it. I refuse to get by my seat.
I love it. We have three grumpy people so far,
yeah.
Matt, you, and me. So that's three that say no to the wave.
And as far as saying take me out to the ball game, I don't even like doing that either. So, you know.
You want to be left alone. You want to watch the game and pay attention.
Yep. Catch a foul ball and then go home after the winner. So. But this, have you figured out this budget deal yet, or?
Oh, it's a mess. It just raises the I mean, what it really does is it's just really a stalemate. But if we were going to break it down, it just, at this point, raises our debt. That's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably why we're seeing some of the things that, some of the fallout from it. You know, this committee that's been formed, which is going to be formed by two Republicans, Boehner and McConnell, supposed to be comprised of Democrats and Republicans. But what's going to change there? The Democrats want revenues, and the Republicans want more cutting, and that they're not going to, I don't see where they're going to give in.
I don't either. I just wanted to go change the Speaker of the House, get rid of Boehner.
Well, I'd say Boehner did himself some damage. I don't know that Boehner will be the Speaker of the House. Somebody asked him that, in fact, in a question. I don't know who it was, maybe CBS or NBC, and he just kind of danced around it, skirted around it.
Yeah. Well, I know last week they wanted to fire him and all that, so I know a lot of people in the Tea Party and Republicans don't like it either, so I think they just kind of crammed it down their throats.
Yeah.
I think for them to get rid of him. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I think we're going to have to wait and see. But yeah. Really the whole thing to me was, it's just a chess game where it was one maneuver after another, and in the end, we lose. The American people lose.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Rick.
Hey, did you try that Worcestershire sauce?
I love Worcestershire sauce.
Did you try it on your hamburger?
You know what? I did. It's funny you should say that, because a couple of weeks ago we grilled out and I tried it and I love it because I like the sauce and you told me to do that.
Yeah.
And I did that with cheese. I had cheese on the inside and it was good. It was dynamite. That was a good suggestion. That's funny because I used to do the mustard thing, but I think it tastes better.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a lot better flavor.
Yep.
All
right.
All stuff, so.
Score one for Rick.
So.
Yep. I'm glad you asked about that. Score one for Rick in Illinois. Thanks, Rick. Just for all of you listening, we were talking about burgers and making them the way you make them. And he said, it was probably before 4th of July, he said to put the Worcestershire sauce. Tough to pronounce that, but I know I said it right. It does taste good on the meat. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. All right, so here's our first one that I got today on this. This is from Anna, who says, Kate, I am so disappointed in those fools in Washington. Why couldn't they have drawn that line in the sand that we have been talking about? I realize it could have bit me in my own rear end, but I was willing to take that chance. Because after all, if you don't feel any pain, how will there ever be any gain? I agree with you. I don't think we're ever going to see a balanced budget. Sadly, Anna listening in Illinois. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jacob, who says, Dear Ms. Delaney, I'm very curious as to what's going to happen with President Obama after this budget battle. Do you think he came out on top? Do you think his star is fading? I think that a lot of liberals are upset with the president. They helped get him elected. They don't like what they've seen. I think a lot of the party is fractured and not happy, but there's still a support base there. And yes, Obama has dropped in the polls, but not to an amount that is that ridiculously extreme that he couldn't possibly rise in the polls and then make a serious push to be reelected. All right, let's get another one in here quickly. This is from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, I got to tell you that I went to see the Harry Potter movie. I listened to your cheap movie review. I've only seen a handful of the Potter movies, but I have to say, truly, I don't know if it's the final one, and that's the reason why I'm saying it, but I think it's the best installment of Potter we've seen yet. Yours. Go get a ticket. All right, Joe says thumbs up to Harry Potter. I say thumbs up to stepping aside for a few, then we're going to kick it back up in high gear on the flip side.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips are sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
All right, so this has really been a fun hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because we've been mixing it up. If you want to weigh in on the debt and the fact that, geez, now we're talking about chunking on another $7 trillion onto the raging fire that is we owe the Chinese more money. We go from that to the wave that started way back in the 60s, annoying enough people at a few ballparks that there's a movement afoot that has T-shirts being handed out and whatnot saying, please stop the wave. No wave parties, they call it. No wave parties. And when one gets started, I have to say there is momentum and it keeps on going. But I think it's had its place, its time, and it's time to put it away. Call me grumpy if you will, but I'm sure there's something else that will come along. We need a different tradition in the case of the wave. I said this story at the top of the show that I would give you the payoff here. Dunkin' Donuts, Route 46 in Rockaway Township, turns out that a 29-year-old who was working there was arrested for selling sex when she was on the late-night shifts at the store after soliciting sex from an undercover officer. What would happen is she would, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm thinking it's true. People would order extra sugar on the when they came in, and that would mean they were going to hook up. So that may be the blunder of the week. She's working in a Dunkin' Donuts. Must not be making very much from those people who were supposedly paying her to satisfy them in more than the way of the donuts. That's just so odd. And you think of the Dunkin' Donuts that you've seen or donut shops or whatever. Obviously, they were not aware of it. Let's just say that. So I'm going to put that down as the blunder of the week. Currently it is, unless somebody can knock it off. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, sorry I got a little winded last night on the explaining the problem with the debt in the country. Kind of was going a little fast there, but hey, by the way, Cowboys and Aliens, it was awesome.
Was it?
Oh, I loved it. It was good. If you like Westerns, you'll love it. Because the alien part to it is just, you know, it's just kind of like every alien movie you see, it's involved something either in the future or us now. You never think of, well, maybe aliens visited back in the 1800s, you know? So,
right.
So anyway, though, and Harrison Ford, of course, is the great self, Daniel Craig. Funny part about it was we're going into the theater, and somebody had an Aston Martin sitting right out in front. I was like, wait a minute. But it wasn't silver, so it was a gray one. And I thought, what, is Daniel Craig here with the James Bond car? You know? And my brother, ex-brother-in-law says, what is that? I says, oh, it's a $250,000 car.
What is that? Yeah.
You don't see those too often. He's like, no.
No.
You don't. Anyway, though, so yeah, well, you know, I was thinking today, I heard briefly that they had passed it, kind of figured they would, the bill, you know, and I started thinking, you know, Democrats are kind of like that old housewife who, for years and years, just never learned to control her spending, and she's got this loving husband who, you know, who would be the Republican, who earns the money and brings in the taxes, and, or i.e. brings in the money, and I think what we just had was a bedroom dispute, you know, where the wife said, our credit card's maxed out. My credit card's maxed out. You've got to increase it. You've got to increase it. And, of course, the husband loves the wife, so he finally, after the big argument, he says, okay, we'll increase it. You know, I promise you, Kate, if Obama wins re-election, and I told you, I think just by the demographics, he will win re-election because these people who are the have-nots, you know, people who didn't make something out of their life or earning low wages or whatever, they're going to vote for him because he's going to give them what they want. You know, they feel like they got a guy representing them, that he's giving them what they want. They don't care if the country goes bankrupt. They don't care if the country, you know, if they just want their you know, their things that they think they deserve and should have coming to them. And if he wins re-election, I promise you, Kate, before he is done, which would be, what would that be, 2016?
Yeah.
That $7 trillion will be gone. Boom. He's got his hand in the cookie jar, and somebody just threw more cookies in it, you know, and he will siphon every one out of there, and it will be gone. And why? Because that's what they do. They spend, and make the rich pay for it. I keep saying the same story over and over again, Kate. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And you know what this means, Kate? This means the economy's going nowhere. It's going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, it's going nowhere fast. I agree.
You know, and they may say, oh, it's gained 1.1% or it's gained this or that. But the rich saw what happened today, the people that control the money, and they said, you know what? We'll just hang on to our money. In fact, you know what, Kate? I wouldn't be surprised if some of those people, if he keeps pushing to raise taxes on them, said, hey, let's find some country where there's peace and quiet, and we'll just all move there and take our money with us. You know, in South Africa, you can't do that. If you leave South Africa, you can only take $7,000.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Well, you can take your money to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica? Never been there. I always wanted to go. Sounds like a nice place, but, you know, sometimes with those Latin governments down there, they change overnight, and you got communists floating around down there, too. But you know, I wish we all could just have our own little private island like Tom Cruise did in Night and Day, you know? So, like, that's my dream, Kate. I'm not even a
humble dream.
Guy, but, but, you know, just to be able, you know, but just to be able to have a place where you can go and it's quiet and nobody's bugging you, you know, and you don't got to turn on the television or anything, you know. I mean, Tom Cruise had it good in Castaway, except for the fact that he didn't have a very good food supply, you know, and or comfortable living conditions. But, you know, the quiet went pretty good there for a while, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks had it good.
Tom Hanks.
That was an interesting movie. It was a very strange movie. How his life would have gone a different way if that crash hadn't happened.
Yeah, exactly. So, but in any case, I don't know. It sounds to me like they just gave him a blank check today, and he's going to spend it. He ain't going to stop, and he doesn't care. I think they, like I said, my friend down there in Texas that calls you every once in a while, I think they want to bankrupt America eventually. I can't imagine being $21 trillion. I can't imagine that it's gotten to this much, Kate. At least you could say, well, this is how much we bring in. I guarantee you, in 5 years or 6 years from now, if he's reelected and he uses it all up, this country will not be bringing in $21 trillion a year.
They won't.
And just because they've raised that debt limit doesn't mean that China and Japan, which, you know, Kate, you keep spooking me with China, and I'm spooked about what they're doing with their military right now, but, you know, we only owe them $1.3 trillion right now. That's a lot of money, but, you know, it's not like all of it is owed to them, okay? But you know, you look at these countries, and they might just say, hey, we ain't loaning to those guys anymore. This guy's just going to keep spending, and one of these days, the our housing bubble bursts. One of these days, our bank bubble's going to burst, you know? So I don't know. It's just, I sound, and you know, you had somebody call it just a while ago or send you an email and chiding them for not standing ground. None of them wanted to take the political fallout from it, Kate.
Yeah, it was all about getting reelected.
Yeah. You know what would happen if they had if all of a sudden it's double-digit inflation, every one of them, Republican and Democrat, would be getting fired.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
People would be going, we're going to get rid of all of them. So I hope what happens is Romney or Huntsman or somebody comes in there in the next election, and at least they won't spend as much money, you know. And maybe that'll make the people that have the money more comfortable that one of them's running the show and making cuts in the budget, you know.
Right.
To where they're not spending as much. But, I mean, Kate, you know, and then once again, I don't want to blame Obama for all of it. A lot of retirees just hit the baby boomers have just hit the age
where they're getting the money, yeah. Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, you talked about a lot of things that we've been talking about here, Don. That's the problem. The aging population, what happens to the younger population? Where are the jobs? Why do we only talk about jobs when it's time to get reelected? And someone thinks they have a plan, but trust me, the jobs are not in this. It has nothing to do with it. That is a key component of, I believe, the way people will vote.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!